Good morning, 6:22, June 3rd, 2013. It's Monday morning, first day of a regular schedule for summer, at least for the next 2 months. I've got a therapy at 8, 16 and a half minutes for the first mile. The last bit I was walking at a 16 minute mile pace. Didn't start out that way. I moved up slowly, I think. And yeah, I was watching Endomondo. It has some interesting features that I've never paid any attention to, so it was fun. So anyway, yeah, today is the first day of the rest of the summer. Younger daughter has Algebra 2 summer school. And to tell you the truth, she's decided she's not really looking forward to it. She's had a couple of weeks of being largely nocturnal, which suits her fine because then she gets around the house when nobody's watching over her shoulder. And then she can pretty much have the run of the house. So I get up in the morning and find things like food gone. This morning, all the apple juice in the house is gone. Although last night she was supposed to have gone to bed early because I've already gotten her up. I had got her up at 6 o'clock before I walked out the door. The challenge here is going to be, I think as I mentioned yesterday, the challenge is going to be transport. And my wife has stepped up this morning. So she'll take her for the morning ride. I still say we gotta just take it to the bus stop and make her ride the bus, but I suspect what will happen is that I will wimp out and take her and then go collect her at Northridge after the class is over at 12. So let's see. I've got therapy until 9, and I've got to make a quick grocery run, and then I should be at the keyboard by 10. And working on Greedock's story. It's time. I want that draft to Sigler by the end of the week. That's 40,000 words before Friday. Well, including Friday, before Saturday. I want him to have it by the weekend, so that I can start working on my own books. And it's time to stop dubbing around and get down to getting this stuff out. This is the sixth month. In the first half of this year, I've done precious little. It's time to turn that around. Well, I've done precious little if you don't count all of the medical and angst-ridden cleaning, everything else that's happened. And I've written the Greedock novel fully once now in various parts. The 20,000 word section was the biggest. And I learned a lot about the world. I learned a lot about Greedock. I learned a lot about how I want this to play. And so it's not really wasted words. I'll use the characters over. I'll use the setting, I think. It's not like I haven't learned a lot about what's going on in INF City. I still don't have a map of the city. That's just kind of aggravating. It's how do you write in the city if you don't know what the maps are? Maybe I'll draw one. Good morning. Like I need something else to do, but I was walking hard enough to work up a sweat here this morning. I'm gonna have to put on a fresh shirt to go see the therapist. I'm kind of stinky. It's a beautiful morning, though, golly. Gorgeous, gorgeous morning. I'm down in the shaded canyon. Just came past the most difficult intersection. There was a truck there, but he pulled out before I got there. Otherwise, it's pretty quiet. Got a dog walker up ahead of me here. Seen a couple of people out doing their morning constitutionals. A few joggers. Just saw one guy walking the other way. All the pine trees are dropping pollen. Looks like the spruce trees might be too. Cute beagle. Morning. Yeah, there's a lot to sniff out here this morning. Cute. Kind of a pudgy little beagle, but yeah. Had the scent of something that was obviously quite fascinating. Owner was trying to get him to walk along and he wouldn't go. Turned east. It's really quiet this morning. There isn't very much wind. In fact, there isn't any wind that I can feel. I don't see any leaves fluttering. It's still a lovely, calm morning. I can hear trees over, like trees. I can hear the cars over on the bypass quite well. Monk Pole. I won't say it never ceases to amuse me, but it always, quite frequently amuses me. There's a piece of sidewalk right there by the monk pole that is relatively new. And when it was put down, and before it was dry completely, somebody in rollerblades got up on it. So are these sort of snowshoe-like tracks at an angle with four little round bumps in each footprint. You gotta wonder if that survives 1,000 years, if people will look at that and wonder, what the hell was that? Yeah, I'm feeling it. I didn't get my breakfast before I got underway, so I'm running out of steam pretty quickly. That 16 and a half minute first mile was quite a burner. Now, according to my handy dandy Endomondo, let's see, .7 miles. I'm currently walking at, well, that can't be right. This is all right, 17 minutes per mile, that I believe. 28, almost 29 minutes. .13 minutes on the second mile, not bad. I'll come in around 17. But I'll be ready for my coffee. I'll be ready for my toast. I think I'm gonna have toast this morning. Toast of peanut butter. Make sure people are moving. .6:35 a.m. Jogger going by, spandex short, spandex top, older guy. He's got nice leg muscles. He's obviously been doing this for a while. Not something I really, I mean, I used to run when I was a kid, but I'm not going to run right now. I do need to add some core stiffening, perhaps some squat thrusts. A few reps of 5 a day would go a long way to start out with. I did take a second pill this morning, second anti-inflammatory. Not because my feet were sore, but I think because they weren't. I'd like to keep them that way. So it's going to probably make me a little bit groggy as the day goes on. But The worst case is I'll kick my feet up and take a 20-minute nap mid-morning. Put me to rights. But I gotta get this book started. I gotta get it in the flow. And I'm probably not gonna do it before I get back, because I've only got like a few minutes here, a few minutes there. I don't want to get into the story and then put it down and forget where I was. When I get back, I'll have 2 solid hours where I can get in and get the story going, take a break, pick up the kid, get some lunch, take a little mental break, come back after lunch, like 1 o'clock, and then I'll have 3 solid hours in the afternoon. So that would be 5 hours. If I get 5,000 words today, that would be a good day. Tomorrow morning, I won't lose 2 hours in the morning. I'll lose a few minutes taking the kid to school, but play my cards right, that shouldn't be a big deal. Oh, almost back. Put on a little burst here at the last. Push a little. Feel it in my legs. They're definitely warmed up. They're not sore, but warmed. Oh, drat. At some point, I'm going to have to mow the lawn. Oh. So, 17 minutes on the second half. That's not bad. 16 and a half, first half, 17 on the second half. That's motoring right along. I'm pleased. Perhaps I can do the lawn for my mid-morning break on Wednesday or something. 2 more days. Ah, well, we'll see. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.